wherever you are, whatever your age is, whatever your learning is, whatever your knowledge is at right now, you are ready. This moment, you are ready.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. You know, through the power of the interwebs, our world can be a very small place if you want it to be. Meaning, if you want to connect with people around the globe, you can easily do that now. And yet, if you prefer to stay within the bubble of the culture in which you were born, you can do that as well. But why do that when there are so many interesting people and places to experience? Over the next few weeks, I'm going to bring you interviews with several female entrepreneurs and leaders from the Philippines. You know, when I was growing up, my dad would talk about him living in the Philippines as a kid because his father, my grandfather, was stationed there during his time in the Navy. I've never been there personally, but I've started to develop a fascination with the culture and a love for the people. Now, our cultures, now I know primarily our listeners here are from the United States, and so the culture in the U.S. is very different from the culture in the Philippines, and yet people are very much the same. We all have hopes and dreams for our lives. And what I know is that starting and growing businesses is one of the ways that those passions can play out. And so today, I want to introduce you to a very passionate 24-year-old CEO who launched two different businesses during the pandemic. Her name is Nian Elio, and she's the founder of Views Digital Studio, a boutique marketing agency, and she's the CEO of Fussy Co., a Philippines-based company seeking to revolutionize the intimate care industry. They offer feminine wash products that are vegan, sulfate-free, paraben-free, and developed with no preservatives. They're only available in the Philippines up until now. We'll see what the future holds for them. Now, in this conversation, you're going to get to hear the amazing story of how this courageous woman launched both of these companies in the last year. And I ask her all sorts of questions about feminine wash that I've never asked anyone before, not even my wife. And, well, you'll laugh at me for sure as she educates me on the subject. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Nian Elio. Well, Nian, thanks so much for taking some time to hang with me today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I'm very much looking forward to this.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, it's great to be with you. I want to talk to you about the start of Views Digital, which is your first company that you started. You started two at the age of 24 already. What the heck? You're out of control. Talk to me about Views Digital and why you started this in the middle of the pandemic. Tell me all about it.
Okay. So I was employed. I was employed way back last year. I was employed in the Philippine government. It was for the Department of Trade and Industry. And so I was young. I was very lucky to have landed the job, and so my parents were all don't let go of the job, you will forever be secured with the job because it's the government. And so being the millennial that I am, I still resigned from my job and followed what I really wanted to do with my life. And I told myself, just give me 1 year to have me to be able to do the things that I really want to do. And I will try. I will try to make a living out of it. And luckily, here we are. So it was just basically giving myself a year to just focus on what I really want. And that, with risks included, of course, because I won't be able to automatically have the job that I left. And so, it all started there. And it was coincidental that it happened during the pandemic, because I was decided to begin. And then suddenly the pandemic came, and it was extra challenging because people cannot go out. And yeah, the rest was history.
Yeah. And so had you been a graphic designer prior to that, or were you into branding prior to that? Like, why did you choose a digital studio?
All right. So my college degree was advertising. So I'm a Bachelor of Arts in Communication and Advertising. So I was into the aesthetic. Like, I really love seeing like beautiful things. I really wanted to go into the minimalist side. I love it when things are clean. And so that's how it started. I really have the passion for designing. So after that, after graduation, I took another diploma course, which is marketing in the world of digital. And so that opened me up for a lot of opportunities, and not really with the job thing, but more on the point of view, the things that I have to know about branding and marketing. And so the interest started there, and I figured that this is something that I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Like, it's gonna be one of the jobs that I can do without getting paid for. So there, that's when I realized that I really wanted to do it, because I'm very willing to do it even I won't be getting any compensation for it.
Sure. But yeah. Then you started, and how did you land your first clients?
I was able to land my first client. Well, of course, I started locally. That's the first thing that I can do. I didn't know how to reach out to clients online. I didn't have any idea. And so I started with local businesses that are accessible to me, because my main reason of wanting to do business is I didn't want to do the commute. I didn't want to drive anymore. So any business that I can work with that is near to me would be okay. Like, even just half the salary of what I was earning when I was employed would be good, because I just really wanted to have the time. And so I just reached out to the businesses that are near to me. And luckily, I landed my first clients that are near me, the small, medium businesses that are starting within my community. I reached out to them, and up until now, I'm working with them.
Mm-hmm. And did you do the graphic design work yourself, or did you outsource that to someone else or hire people for your team?
I did it when I was starting out. Of course, I did everything. I did the designing and everything else. But of course, the things that are not my forte, I outsource it. So things that are heavy on graphics, because I'm more on the minimalist side. So when it's out of my skill set, then I definitely outsource it.
Sure. And then you started to get some clients with some pretty big names pretty quickly. Like, it's been less than a year since you started this. And who are some of the clients that we, you know, might recognize that you've been able to work with?
We have some local names. Well, some are celebrities. So we have Moira and a lot of other big brands like Space View. We have Rustance as well. We have, I don't know if you're very familiar, because I'm here in the Philippines. So probably some like local listeners may be familiar, but the main brands, those main brands, how I get to land them was, it's basically because of Instagram. The secret is the account officers of this big advertising companies in the Philippines resonates with my Instagram, with the Views Digital's Instagram. And so I do not communicate directly to this big brands, Views Digital is subcontracted by big advertising agencies that couldn't do all the work and can outsource us for their big clients, and so becomes part of our portfolio of clients. So there.
It's amazing. Yeah, so yes. Good. Now, in the meantime, you started a women's product company,
yes.
Right? For mm-hmm. women's health. So
right.
Why, and it's called Fussy Co. And mm-hmm. Tell me about the idea behind that. Like, that came at the exact same time. Did you partner with someone? Help me understand this.
So when Views Digital was going okay, like, I have graphic designers and other outsourced people working on Views Digital, I can slowly like do other things that I love doing. So I have a friend, her name is JD. So we thought of starting up a business without knowing what the business would be. So what we did was we just had a meeting. We talked and said that let's just have a meeting and let's just talk about it, whatever it is, let's brainstorm. And the first idea was shampoo. So we were talking about it and we figured that even to ourselves, it's very difficult to change the brand already, especially for here in the Philippines. It's we're very brand oriented. We're very the things that we're using when we were young, that's still the same brands that we use until now. So we figured, what is the product that we do not have much options, and we wanted to try something new, and so we figured that could be a feminine wash. And so there we stick with it, and we realize there are no vegan, there are no cruelty free, no all natural options out there in the market, and so we had to fill that gap. So that's how it started. But the main reason for us starting that is more of us paying it forward, because we wanted, especially during the pandemic, we wanted families like moms or other youngsters who wanted to begin a business but doesn't have that much capital to earn. So what we did in our business model, the profit of our distributors are actually more than ours. So that's the main business model. And so this moment, I guess we're very successful going there and filling that vision, because we have distributors all over the Philippines already. And we're just about 4 months old. So there.
So is your model... where you're selling it almost like a, let's see, here in the US, we would call it a direct sales or almost like a multi-level marketing type approach, where you're offering it to distributors and then they yes. can sell it however they want to whoever they want, versus you're not yes. trying to get it in stores or direct to consumer.
Yeah, we're just going for direct to consumer. We don't have plans to put it on stores yet, because we do not want it to be a competition. So it's more of a direct selling without the multi-level, without the
it's just a one step, the
networking.
One level.
Yeah, yes.
It's
yes.
one level.
It's just yes.
And how many distributors? Yeah. How many distributors do you have across the Philippines so far?
Right now, I guess we have about 40 to 50.
40 to 50 distributors.
The last time I checked, yes.
Yeah, and you started a few months ago. So they can just place an order whenever they want and then sell it to their friends and have them try it out.
Yes.
Now, one of the things that it's vegan, it's cruelty-free. Also, the branding of it is very minimalist, but it's bright colors, a lot of several different unique scents. Now, I know this is a little bit of an awkward conversation here, Nian, because I have personally never used a feminine wash. So what would you say is unique? Obviously that it's cruelty-free, that it's vegan, the branding. Are there a lot of choices in the Philippines when it comes to feminine wash? And is this something like really unique to people? Like, help me see the uniqueness and value of this.
Right. There are really few choices here in the Philippines. Like, I can name just five. It's insane. I don't know why, but we have really few options here in the Philippines. And apart from the mentioned like vegan, cruelty-free, the other thing is that it's gel type. I don't know. It's like you cannot relate to it, but most of the feminine wash here in the Philippines, the consistency is more like water. So it gets used up a lot faster than having like a gel type. And most of the feminine wash here in the Philippines, the existing ones are too fragrant, and I think that's not very good for hygiene. And so ours have scents, but it's very minimal and it's all natural. It's all coming from whatever the scent is. So
And I would assume that the fragrance, if it's too intense, that means that it's a some sort of synthetic fragrance. It's not all natural.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And so you how did you even start this? Like, you've got, I assume it's sourced in the Philippines in terms of manufacturing.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And then how did you begin? Like, you just started selling it to your own friends and family and you started looking for other distributors? Like, how did you find distributors?
Right. So our main manufacturer is just here in the Philippines. Like, everything is locally sourced. And when it comes to the launching, we didn't begin selling right away. Like, we build the brand as per schedule. Like, there's pre-launch, launch, and we followed all process. Like, we didn't sell to relatives, to friends. Like, everybody will receive the products all at the same time, so there are no VIP lists and all that. So what we did was we opened the pre-order, and that's how we gauged how many products we're going to pre-order. So while we were waiting for the actual products,
did you use your own personal platform in order to kind of get the word out in the beginning?
Yes. Yes, it was just all about our personal network and of course branding. So during the pre-order phase, that's when we get the numbers. So we basically have the orders already. So when the products came, it was all sold out. So because they were already belonging to these people. So that's how we did it in the beginning. And we're trying to sustain it now to reach more people in different parts of the Philippines. Of course, it won't be instant that they will be well aware of the brand. So there.
Yeah. And do you plan to expand beyond the Philippines, or you kind of want to just dominate that region first, or what's your strategy?
Yes. The initial plan is, of course, the entire Philippines. And once we once we're quite satisfied with it already, then we plan to go out and have Asia. So our business name is Fossico Asia. So that's the vision already, to be able to reach parts of Asia, not only the Philippines. So there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This may be an obvious question to our listeners, but I'm just going to ask it for any guys that are listening here. What is the value in a feminine wash versus just soap? I know that's an awkward question. It's just more of a sensitive type of product that's more sensitive to sensitive skin. Is that the value?
There, because the private part, the women's private part maintains a particular acid level. So if you use soap, then it changes. And the feminine wash has that particular pH level that will neutralize that area, that will keep it healthy. So ideally, honestly, women can just use water. But for some, especially during the red days, or if that's what you call it, it's very difficult to maintain it. And there will be some unwanted things down there. And so the feminine wash will be able to help the ladies to address the situation.
Nian, I have just asked you a question that I've never asked. And I've been married to my wife for 27 years. I've never asked this question before. You are educating me on something. I feel so awkward, but you are so helpful in educating me on this. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to my wife about this evening. Okay. So good. All right, so you have launched two businesses in less than a year, and I want to hear from you on some of your learnings. I mean, you're a young entrepreneur. You're able, because you are a little younger and you have probably less responsibilities or bills, you're able to take more risks. But what are some of the learnings that you've had along this journey so far?
One thing would be to just go for it, because sometimes a lot of people, especially people my age, well, I've learned this just because I talk to a lot of people every day, especially because I have this workshop. So I have about like almost 600 students inside, and I receive about 60 to 100 messages every day. And so I get to understand a lot of people from different ages. I have students that are already 50 years old and who are still starting to begin their lives in this entire creative side. So
what's the name of the workshop, real quick?
Branding That Sells Workshop.
Branding That Sells Workshop. Okay. Yes. And I know you open it up three or four times a year.
Yes.
Okay, but keep going. So you've got 600 students in the workshop.
Yes. And then one thing that I really learned is one major thing that's holding people back into reaching their dreams or business dreams is this people usually waits for the right time.
Yes.
They always wait for I'm not yet ready, I'm not yet good, I should be learning something more. They keep on comparing themselves to other people, like should I also do this because this person is doing this person is successful because she's doing this, blah blah blah, never ending. And then you will realize that it took a year already and you haven't started just because you think that you're not yet enough. And one thing that I've learned is wherever you are, whatever your age is, whatever your learning is, whatever your knowledge is at right now, you are ready. This moment, you are ready. And just figure things out along the way. And I think that's just how business go and how we grow in business. Like when I started out, I never knew what to do. I just took the risk and I just acted on it. I think that would be the greatest lesson that I learned in doing this. It's just do it. If after you plan, think about it, and then the next day, whenever you have the layout on how to do it, stop the questioning already and just begin. I guess that.
Oh, I can feel the passion just flowing from your heart for your students. So that is so good.
Yeah.
People are interested in the workshop. What's the best way for them to find out about it? And this is obviously the feminine wash is just available in the Philippines right now. So if you're listening in the US, too bad. Maybe you can find it on eBay. Somebody would be willing to sell it. But if people are interested in your workshop, what's the best way for them to find out about that?
Well, same. It's going to be in our website. It's the www.views.ph. And we really released to a few people, like on the email list. So we send this access to the people who are inside our email list, and that's how you get to the workshop. And it's not going to be there just yet, just because it's not yet open, but 2 weeks prior, it's going to be there. So it's still the website.
Yeah. So it's views, which is views.ph. Tell me why you named your company in a unique spelling.
Right. Because when I was starting out, I was just thinking of metrics. So when it comes to a business, it would matter if you have people view your content, view what you're selling, view your brand, view your marketing, view whatever it is that you are trying to story tell the world. So instead of IEW, I change it to YOU, because by the end of the day, what matters is you, what matters is people. Whatever it is that we do, we're selling, we're marketing, by the end of the day, the only P that matters is people. So I named it Views.
I love it.
That's
VYOUS.ph. Yes. And people can get more information and sign up for the workshop there.
Yes.
So Nian, I'm very impressed with what you're doing. I admire what you're doing, and the sky's the limit for you. Oh my goodness. And you're just going to inspire so many people with your kind of can do, let's do it, let's make it happen, take the risk, get going. And and I love what you're also doing by offering the workshop. You're telling other people, hey, you can do this too. I'm doing it,
but you
can do it as well. So come along for the journey. So it's so good.
Yes, exactly.
Well, thanks for being on today, Nian, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, David. I'm really happy. This makes my heart happy, because you know that what happened, this is my very first working day, and this is my jump start into beginning, because I was into telling myself I wanted to stop this because I lost my biggest why. And I figured that I already have savings, my business is running, I wanted to stop. But this inspires me. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. It's great to be with you.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved.
not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.